This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Ashley Dill, respondent versus Jason Hale and AutoCenters Bonterre LLC, appellants, decided June 3rd, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Eastern District. Ashley Dill, no, ED 113090, respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Francois County versus 24SF AC0027-0. Jason Hale and Auto Centers, Bonterre, LLC, Honorable Robin E. Fulton, appellants. Filed June 3rd, 2025. Jason Hale, Defendant Hale, and Auto Centers Bonterre, LLC, Defendant Auto Centers, collectively defendants, appeal the trial court's order denying defendant's motion to compel arbitration. We affirm in part and reverse and remand in part. I background. On August 28, 2024, Ashley Dill, plaintiff, filed a petition alleging claims against defendants for a violation of the Missouri Merchandising Practices Act, breach of contract, unjust enrichment, and fraud, all relating to a vehicle purchased by plaintiff from defendants. Defendants subsequently filed a motion to compel arbitration, arguing plaintiff signed a binding arbitration agreement, the arbitration agreement or agreement at the time she purchased the vehicle. Plaintiff purchased the vehicle and signed a large stack of documents on April 12, 2023. The record in this case includes an installment contract and security agreement 2, installment contract, and the arbitration agreement, both of which contain plaintiff's signature and are dated April 12, 2023. The arbitration agreement states, in relevant part, that any claim, controversy, or dispute between plaintiff and defendant Auto Centers or defendant Auto Centers, employees, agents, successors, or assigns arising out of the installment contract or any related transaction or relationship shall be referred to arbitration. Although plaintiff signed the arbitration agreement on April 12, 2023, the document contains no signature for defendant Auto Centers. The trial court requested argument from the parties, along with the submission of briefs and affidavits in support of their respective positions regarding the enforceability of the arbitration agreement. The court subsequently issued an order denying defendant's motion to compel arbitration, finding, inter alia, the arbitration agreement is unenforceable because, one, it lacks a recital of separate consideration to independently support itself, and, two, plaintiff was the only party to sign the agreement, and defendant Hale is not a party to the agreement. This appeal followed. Warren Desectun, discussion on appeal. Defendants raised 2 points, arguing the trial court erred in denying their motion to compel arbitration because the arbitration agreement is valid and enforceable. In response, plaintiff claims, one, the trial court properly denied defendant's motion to compel because the agreement is unenforceable. And two, in the alternative, both defendants have no right to seek enforcement of the arbitration agreement. One, to avoid unnecessary repetition, additional facts relevant to this appeal will be set forth in section 2.B of this opinion. Three, A, standard of review. This court reviews de novo a trial court's denial of a motion to compel arbitration. Two, Rule vs. Lee's Summit Honda, 322 SWW 3D 136. 138, Motor Bank, 2010. Whether an arbitration agreement is valid and enforceable is also a question of law subject to de novo review. Longa v. GMT Auto Sales, Inc., 708 SWU 3D 147, 150, Mobank, 2025. We apply Missouri contract law in determining the validity of an arbitration agreement. Bridgecrest Acceptance Corporation versus Donaldson, 648 SW 3D 745 751 Motor Bank 2022. B. Analysis. Based upon the party's arguments on appeal, we now consider whether, one, the trial court erred in denying defendant's motion to compel arbitration on the grounds that the arbitration agreement independently lacks sufficient consideration, and two, the trial court erred in finding the arbitration agreement is unenforceable as to defendant Auto Centers and defendant Hale. One, the trial court erred in denying defendant's motion to compel arbitration on the grounds that the arbitration agreement independently lacks sufficient consideration. Defendants argue the trial court erred in denying their motion to compel arbitration on the grounds that the arbitration agreement independently lacks sufficient consideration. We agree. consideration, an essential element of a valid contract, consists either of a promise to do or refrain from doing something, or the transfer or giving up of something of value to the other party. Baker v. Bristol Care, Incurs, 450 SW3D, 770,